Now, Sunny FM presents Crazy Talk with Rick and Jill.
Brought to you by Florida Technical College. Jill, what up?
Okay, so at what point do we say, okay, we're really reading into things? At what point does somebody call out and say, now you're reaching? So, you know, this blackface scandal, which I am not, obviously I'm not for any of that, right? Obviously it's all wrong. However, Katy Perry released a new kind of slip-on loafer, and it's called Rue-Face Slip-on Loafers. And they're black, and then it's got like a little face on it. So it's supposed to be meant to be little slip-on black slippers with a face on it. It's got the lips and the eyes and the nose. People said, no, you can't do that. That looks like blackface.
What? The shoes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think what you described is where this is at.
Well, they come in beige, and they come in black, and people have an issue only with the black one.
No one's doing beige face?
No. And then she said, well, obviously, they're not meant to be offensive. It's just a creative,
shoe.
Artsy design that I put on a shoe. So they said, in order to be respectful and sensitive, the team is in the process of pulling the shoe.
See, but this is what happens. You see, when you do that, you empower crazy people to be offended more.
Yeah, because then they think, oh, my whining worked. Mm.
Yeah, that's so it's her fault.
So, yeah, they're pulled.
There you go. Thank you.
I'm going to pull up a picture of them so you can...
Thank you, Katy Perry.
See for yourself.
Thank you. Thank you for just perpetuating what's wrong.
So how many Instagram followers do you have, Richard?
Well, my cat Instagram is 22,000 and mine has 3.
Okay. And then Smokestack, you're not really on Instagram, are you?
He's not even here.
I mean, a little bit. I think I got like 1,000 people.
You do not have 1,000 people on your Instagram. You don't even go on social media.
I got it right in front of me. I'll tell you right now. So I only have like, hold on, this internet.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm
sucks.
Following 1,000 people. I only got 600.
I see.
Mine, the internet sucks back here, so mine's not popping up. However, so have you heard of this thing called Instagram influencers? Maybe you scroll through Instagram and you'll see someone there that's like, hi, I'm so-and-so and I'm going to open this box. I have 2,100. And I'm going to open this box and let's see what's inside of it. Like those when they send you this box, whether it be for men's shaving equipment or female clothing, you know?
Yeah, I love those.
So these companies will send people with a lot of followers free products and say, take a video of you opening it, and then, because they have a lot of followers, and then maybe that'll help us sell more product. Well, they get paid for that.
Well, yeah.
If you have 10,000 followers, you could actually make a decent amount of money for some shared and sponsored posts. You could actually make a couple $100 for one post. So here's what I propose. Rick, you need to get on that cat Instagram that you have 22,000 followers and start reaching out to cat food companies to see if you can be like, I'm going to unbox Fluffy's new toys. And
well, I haven't touched it in a couple years. It's cray cray kitty kitty. So yeah. I gotta get it like all steamed up again.
Because you know they have boxes of cat toys and cat treats now too, right?
Yeah.
So you could actually do that and make a couple $100 per post. Now, that's on this level. Right. You want to hear what people like Kylie Jenner and them make?
Not really.
So she has 126 million followers. She can make as much as $1 million for one Instagram post.
That's messed up, dude.
Can I just ask, why does she have that's almost half the size of our country. Why do so many people follow her, somebody so...
Some people will say it's her makeup line. Some people say it's obviously because she's a Kardashian. She's not. She's a Jenner. But
what's the attraction? Seriously. What is it that you go, I gotta go look and see what Kylie Jenner's doing?
I don't know.
Advertising.
Is it 12-year-olds? Is it 12-year-olds? What is it?
It's advertising. It's the new endorsement.
That's basically what it is. But there's a lot of young girls because she has her makeup line.
So you're telling me, when you say young girls, what do you mean, 20s?
No, I'd say teens, preteens.
So a 17-year-old will follow...
13 to 17.
Yeah, so that's their influence. I guess we've all had bad influences when we're younger, right? So it's okay.
But I literally watched her release her new makeup line. This was on one of the shows.
Not even hers.
Well, she comes out, she picks the colors. I like that color, and I like that color, and I like that color. And then they released the Kylie Jenner makeup line, and it went online up for a pre-sale.
Mm-hmm.
She sold over 10 million units of her makeup in like 10 seconds and then sold out. I sat there and watched the numbers go up and watched them go, yay, you sold out. And she's sitting there with her latte in her hand, and she's like, that's great, I'm so excited, yay. Now I'm rich again.
I just made $5 million,
yay. That's amazing.
I got to throw up, hang on.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Well, if you want to be empowered instead of, bummed out by that, I got something that maybe might empower you. Mm-hmm. There's a bakery in Washington, D.C. that likes to celebrate famous women's voices. You know, Valentine's Day is coming up, and they want to empower women by making these bakery treats after strong women like Michelle Obama, Chrissy Teigen, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Mindy Kaling. That's weird.
All my favorites.
And Kristen Bell, everybody that Rick loves.
I have posters of these women in my bedroom.
It's called Women Crush Wednesday Bars, and they feature all those six women. And
as
it says,
a cookie?
I don't know if it's a cupcake or a cookie. I think it's a bar. Because right. It says Women Crush Wednesday Bars, including Samantha Bee's Men Broke the Country, and Now You Need Ladies to Come In and Make It All Better.
Yeah, there's an intellectual mountain.
The sayings are perched on top of fudged brownies, here it is, with whipped coconut pudding buttercream.
Ooh, that sounds good. But men are good, too. Why can't we empower men? When is that going to happen?
I believe men are
good,
too.
Oh, you're already empowered. You've been empowered throughout history. Now it's our turn. Okay, when's your turn over?
I feel like men get a bad rap. Yes, there's some bad eggs out there. But I feel like there's also some good dudes out there, too. But, you know, Valentine's Day, nobody focuses on the single guy. Nobody says, oh, that guy's single on Valentine's Day. Poor him. The stigma is, oh, she's single on Valentine's Day. Poor her. So I think maybe that's why this bakery is doing this, to make women feel better. But you're right. Men are good, too.
Yeah. Oh, gee, thanks. That's great.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner. And you've heard of the Valentine's Day gifts that empower women. Well, now it's the men's turn. The new Men Are Good, Too greeting card collection from Him Mark.
Hey, Heidi. Here's your card. Happy Valentine's Day.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. I kind of know how to cook, too.
I do. See? I'm useful, too.
Grilled cheese sandwich. Don't count.
Show your wife or girlfriend that you're useful too with the Men Are Good Too collection.
There's a second verse to the poem. Read it, please.
Okay. Roses are red, daffodils are yellow. I know how to fix the car too because I'm a handy fellow.
See, I have value.
You brought it to the mechanic. Why don't you go watch some more TV? That's what you're good at.
Sweet, TV time.
The Men Are Good Too greeting card collection. Only from Him Mark.
The Rick Stacy Morning Show.